Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
West Bolton is celebrating its 150th anniversary and its annual Meet Your Neighbors Day in a combined event on Saturday, August 22nd. CIDI invited West Bolton resident Will Allen, who's on the event's historical committee, to talk about the celebration. Hi, Will, and thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us about the plans for the big day.
Well, basically, August 22nd at 9 Town Hall Road, we're doing barbecue, Meet Your Neighbors Day. So all residents of West Bolton are welcome to join, meet their neighbor, have some fun, listen to music, play some games. There's a lot of kids' games and some barbecue.
And you mentioned a historical exhibit as well, eh?
Yeah, we're showing a lot of the history of the area, some of the founding families and industries that established West Bolton 150 years ago.
Can you tell us a little about West Bolton's history?
So basically, in the late 1790s, some of the first settlers came up from New England, New Hampshire area. And then after that, some of the loyalists followed them. Some just wanted land grants, others were loyalists. Then in the 1830s, 1840s, the French settlers followed, and it was originally one of the largest townships in the area. It has since been split off into different segments like Austin, East Bolton, South Bolton, and West Bolton.
I understand your family's been in West Bolton for quite a while.
Yeah, our current house was built in 1836. Before that, there was a log house that was set farther back in the property, obviously near the river where they could access water easier. Our family had a sawmill there. So there was even when I was younger, there was a mill pond. The foundation is still there in stone foundation. We still have the blade from the sawmill in our carriage house. So, you know, it's kind of a time capsule of our own. But a lot of the industries were that. There were lumber mills, potash, clearing land, farming, you know, sheep for wool, dairy for cheese factories and butter, and copper mills. Copper mines and talc from soapstone.
Well, that answers a lot of questions. Thanks, Will, for speaking with us today.
Well, thanks for having me in.
Listening to the Township's Daily News Bits here on 99.1 FM.
Brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.